This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 18 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So I'm joined today by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having
me. My beautiful wife. I always appreciate you taking the time to come in and spend it in the studio.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to do this.
So, Tammy, you and I were recently reading the book, The One Thing.
The One Thing.
By Gary Keller.
Right.
What's the tagline there is the surprising truth about getting extraordinary results.
Right.
And then I saw that there is an event coming up this coming Wednesday, June 11th.
Okay.
That's going to be put on. That's going to by Brian Kelsey, and it's going to be talking about the book, The One Thing.
Okay.
So I found it appropriate to invite Brian into the studio. So I want to welcome today. We have Brian Kelsey,
yay,
from the Excelsior Group, and is part of Keller Williams Realty. Welcome, Brian.
Good afternoon.
So Brian, you have a very interesting background. I think because it lends to a lot of credibility. I think we better touch on that before we get into The One Thing. Tell us a little bit of your credentials, because I know you've been in, one of the top realtors in the area. You've been in ranked among the top realtors in the country, the top 250 in the country, which is amazing. How many realtors are there? I mean, there are hundreds.
About a million.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands, close to a million nationally. That's amazing. So in the top 250, that's
pretty impressive.
That's not just the top 1%. That's the top 1% of 1%. That's amazing. So happy to have you in the studio today, and I guess give us a little bit of your background. How long have you been in real estate?
I got licensed way back in 1985. I used to work for Schnucks as a computer programmer, and they offered me a job out in New Jersey way back, and I passed on that opportunity, and I thought, well, I'm going to go into real estate and become an investor, and little did I think I was actually going to start really working with families. I was focusing on investment properties, that type of a thing. But things worked out well. I was a manager with Prudential, eventually Coal Banker, and Remax's top agent in the region. And our focus really was on how do we do things differently. And our philosophy really is we move money, we don't move families. And actually, we do a combination of both, but that was our niche and our unique thing.
Well, yeah, knowing that a home is your largest investment, you are moving a lot of money. It's a financial transaction, and the finances behind it, the numbers behind it, become extremely important and get underestimated at times. So tell us about The One Thing.
Well, it's interesting. Whether I know you're in lending, I'm in real estate, and a lot of our listeners and people that will be at this event next Wednesday, we're small businesses, if you will. And the objective with, I think, the book, The One Thing, Gary talks about is about productivity and passion and purpose. Mm-hmm. And so we're really going to unpack that in our short time together next Wednesday. And that's the main focus will be on productivity. How do we as individuals, day to day, really raise our productivity? And I like what Gary talks about. It's not becoming a more disciplined person. It's really about having disciplined habits. Mm-hmm. And if we can develop the habits, we'll increase our productivity. But it's the habits we have to focus on first.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller, at this event, so Wednesday, June 11th from 9 to 10:30, and you guys are having this at the St. Louis Board of Realtors?
Right, that's correct? Olive. Right.
Yeah, an Olive, okay. And is it going to be, I know it'll be a lot of real estate agents there, but are there going to be other professions that should come to this event?
CPAs, financial planners, estate liquidators, people, again, that are in small business. We believe that a lot of realtors are going to start inviting their client base, that they want to help them get insight to their productivity as well. And just having a better quality of life is really what we're going to unpack, and higher productivity.
Okay, so So some of these secrets that they talk about in the book, and that's because the title, The One Thing, one of the first things people are going to ask is, okay, what is the one thing? What does that mean?
You know, it's asking ourselves the question, if I only did this consistently, day after day after day, would it raise my productivity? Would I have more profitability in what I'm doing day to day, week to week, over years of time? So we really want people to have a perspective. I'll put it this way. I'm going to ask a lot of good questions of people that day. And to get to the bottom of that, the one thing, it's going to come down to a series of questions, things that make people stop and go, that was a good question. That's what Gary does a lot of in the book, in our area of family, in finance, even fitness. Those would be the questions we'll be going over on our event on Wednesday.
When I like that, because Tammy and I were just talking about this, Tammy. You're talking about how a mentor in your life early on talked to you about asking the right questions.
Yeah, he did. I was 17, and I had started working for a company called Loeffler Limited, and we sold computer supplies for IBM. And the guy had told me a long time ago that if you ask the right question in life, it's not just about the question, it's about finding that answer that wants to set me up for success. And that stuck with me a long time. And as I was reading the book, that's one of the things they talk about. And it was an immediate recall as soon as I read that in the book about asking that right question and searching for that right answer, because our answers end up limiting us to how successful we'll end up being.
And we can't get to the right answer if we don't ask the right question
right up
front. Brian, do you find that to be so with people you've coached?
That's a great question. The answer is always in the question. Mm-hmm. And there's a quick story, if I could tell this. It's The Acres of Diamonds. It was written back around 1890, 1900. There's a gentleman called Russell Cromwell. He created what's now known as Temple University. And there was the gold rush in America. But in Africa, of course, that's where the diamonds are, what have you. And there's a quick story I want to tell. Acres of Diamonds, it was around 1900, this gentleman, pastor, went around the country telling this one story about purpose in life and productivity. And it was a story of a man who had a farm, just rocks everywhere. It was unproductive agriculture. And he said to his wife and his kids, you all go live with your family. I'm going to sell the farm, buy some tools, and I'm going to travel these thousands of miles away to where all the diamonds are. So he went out on his journey, just like a lot of us in business do. He went out on his journey, and three or so years later, he sends a letter back to his wife, and he says, if you get this letter, he's taken his life, which he did. He committed suicide. And so the good part of the story is, back at the farm, they started looking closer at the rocks that were laying everywhere. It became one of the largest diamond mine finds in African history up to that point. And that's the story. Acres of diamonds were literally lying all over the place.
And so as they were all around him, he walks right over those to try to go find them somewhere else.
Because a lot of times we don't ask ourselves the right questions to prepare ourselves for our own industry that we're in. And that's really the concept, I think, of the book, that one thing, that we get majorly focused on the thing that we're doing day to day, and then that we build the habits to be more productive.
Right.
And before we start off on this journey, because as you know, Doug, the fallout rate in my industry, realtors, it's about 85%.
And that's huge.
Yeah, people are in this journey and they're somewhat unprepared to help their buyers and sellers, and they're gone.
Well, let's face it. I mean, we have so many distractions in our life. We have emails, text messages. We're worried about Facebook and tweeting. And one of the things in the book that I really appreciated was the whole point on multitasking. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Sure. For the fun of it, I did some research after I read the book on multitasking, and there was a story in London at London University that described pot smokers versus multitaskers. And it said the recovery period, by the way, I'm a repented multitasker. I'll say that. Because I would have said that's my life. I'm proud of it. Mm-hmm. And as I did the study, it's almost like an an illness, if you will, that's our blood pressure tends to be higher mm-hmm. with multitasking. Pot smokers actually had a faster response time getting back involved in projects and things like that than habitual multitaskers.
Interesting.
You know, one of the things I read in that study, too, because I actually, after you mentioned that, I looked the study up, and it said that multitaskers actually lose 10% of their IQ because they're multitasking. You know, because they have these constant interruptions with email and text and Facebook and all these things going off, it actually decreases their IQ. Their cognitive abilities decrease. So they decrease by 10%, but the pot smoking group only decreased by 5%. So it's, you know, not that we want to be an advocate of being a pot smoker necessarily, but you know, you'll lose less brain cells pot smoking than you will multitasking.
Right. We're not a proponent of it in Missouri.
Right. In Colorado, go for it. In Missouri, no, don't do it.
Yeah. Like our response time as multitaskers is actually slower than the non-multitasker. And I used to think the people that were not multitaskers, you know, if they only could learn how to do it. And for what it's worth, my lesson in life reading this book, one of them is I'm a repentant multitasker, and I feel like I'm more at ease, getting more done.
Well, Brian, if you have time to stick around, I want to talk more about the one thing. You have the event coming up, the one thing in St. Louis, the surprisingly simple truth behind extraordinary results. The St. Louis event is going to be Wednesday, June 11th from 9 to 10:30. I'm sure you can find out more information if you visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. We're going to make sure we have a link. Mm-hmm. There's an Evite where you can get on there. There's, you know, I definitely encourage everybody to get to the event. But I'm going to ask the question, as a professional juggler, we're known as multitaskers, is what people think. And when we come back, we're going to find out if a juggler really is a multitasker or not. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.